USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce issued a statement late Monday clarifying its support for the Senate-passed $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill if passed independently. The organization also rejected President Biden linking it to his massive $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. The Chinese military has flown a record 145 flights into Taiwan's air defense during the past 4 days, escalating Beijing's campaign of intimidation. President Biden has responded by saying the need to ensure his strategy of vigorous competition with China does not veer into conflict. National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins is set to announce his resignation Tuesday after 12 years in the role. U.S. Coast Guard officials are looking into a ship's anchor as possible cause for the California oil spill over the weekend. 3,000 barrels of crude oil were dumped into the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Huntington Beach, California. USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.